Hi, welcome to Dear Nikki. My name is Nikki, and if you've been here before, welcome back. And if you're new to the show, this show is all about sex and the fantasies that people have, reading from emails directly and anonymously sent to me. Together, we explore the experiences of everyday people, just like yourself. You never know who I could be reading from. I could be reading from someone on the news. You know that newscaster. He secretly likes to be bent over and fucked by trannies. I could be reading from the woman down the street. On Fridays at 7, she likes to call in for pizza. But what you don't know is that while she's calling in a pizza, she's fucking the neighbor's son. I could be reading from your little league coach. He secretly likes to have a gangbang, but not the ones you're thinking about. The MILFs, the ones that bring their kids to the team, they actually gangbang him any way he wants. You just never, ever know. And if you have any erotic confessions, fantasies, or anything else, feel free to send them to Nikki at nikky@dearnikki.com or anonymously through the website at dearnikki.com under the Confessions tab. Just remember, by submitting a confession or question or anything else, you certify the following are true. You're the sole creator of the submission. You're 18 years of age or older, legally able to write, submit erotic or pornographic material. Stories including bestiality, incest fantasies, underage role play, rape sex, rape fantasies, or other non-consensual content or racial slurs will not be aired. We reserve the right to change names or other identifiable information, and you're releasing all rights to your creation. So I have a report of my upstairs neighbors, right? Okay, so every Friday, I think it's a date fuck. And if you guys are like scheduling in fuckings on certain days, on one day a week at a certain time, we really haven't been paying attention, have we? We really need to start exploring other things, just saying. So my neighbors upstairs, every night between 7 and 7:30, quietly have rhythmic sex. I kid you not. It's the same pace was as last Friday. So I guess I really can't call it a experiment because I haven't done any scientific data, blah, blah, blah. Maybe I need a couple more Fridays under my belt. But this Friday, past Friday, was like the last past Friday. Very rhythmic, steady rhythm, no noise. Just the motion of the bed. I mean, it was just, there was no, I mean, even the 1812 Overture had sped up at one point, you know, and it had a great banging finish, and we all explode fireworks to it every year. I'm just saying, there's no explosion. It was like maintenance sex. You know, I'm going to have to make pamphlets here and stick it under their door at this point, or leave a can of WD-40. I don't know which I'm leaning towards. I kind of am interested in, but I don't want them to know I live downstairs. So I'm kind of leaning towards the WD-40 because it's not even good sex where I can masturbate it to. I mean, you probably thought that, why don't you just masturbate to it? No, it doesn't inspire me. It's just squeak, or not even squeak. It's just dun, 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 dun. I mean, just not even that fast. Come on, give me something to go on. I just, you know, there's two things I can't do. I can't watch porn that has overly cheesy loud music. I can't stand the fake stuff, and not that it's all real, but you know, I gotta have a little something here. So I can't even masturbate to it. So it's, I don't want to call it pathetic because we all have maintenance sex. I get it. You gotta have maintenance, but I think that's all they're having. Either that, or they fuck constantly in this rocking chair, but I think it's just a rocking chair and I'm just pulling strings, and they live above me. So again, I can't see in their apartment. So I will update you next week if we've had maintenance sex again, and if I've decided on WD-40 or a pamphlet on not having maintenance sex, not only having maintenance sex. There we go. Maybe I should like start a flyer for the whole apartment complex. Yeah. We can do like that, you know, that, what's it called? When you, the stories, the sometimes the not graveyard stories, but oh gosh, I can't think of the word. Where, remember that after everybody got studying for finals, they scream out their window because the finals are done, blah, 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 and someone got murdered, one of those. So maybe I should start that kind of rumor kind of thing. But again, I don't want anybody to know I live in the apartments. Just saying. Any ideas? I'd really want to know. You know what time it is. It's time to sit back, relax. Let's have a whiskey with some filthy cherries, of course, and explore some erotic fantasies from people just like you and me. Dear Nikki, about my best friend. Back in 2013, we had taken a lifestyle break for a few months. I kept begging my hot wife to go play, but she would refuse for I don't know what reason. Well, one night, I was out in the garage having a few beers with my best friend. He obviously knew about our lifestyle, but never once asked a question. I did show him some videos of my wife a few years back, and he definitely liked what he saw, but he never brought it up. As we were drinking, barely catching a buzz, my wife texted me saying she was horny and that I should go in the house for a quickie. I declined. Well, because my buddy was here. A few minutes later, she told me she'd like to have a dick in her mouth for a sloppy blowjob. That's when I got turned on. My reply text was to her, "Whose dick would you like to have in your mouth?" She replied with, "Duh, yours. Who else?" Knowing I was testing the waters, I definitely knew that she had in mind, but since she was shy to bring it up, I had to do it. "Well, Mr. R's here. I thought maybe you were referring to his dick." She sent me a laughing emojis along with LOL. He wouldn't let me do that to him. My cock began to grow. Making this happen was going to be challenging. I texted her back to tell her to leave it up to me. A few more beers and a couple shots of tequila later, I grew the courage to bring it up to him. I lowered the music down a bit and said, "Hey, do you remember the videos I showed you a while back?" He responded, "Yes." "Okay, so we haven't played in a while, and she texts me right now telling me she would like you to give her a compliment on her ass. You know how women are. They like the attention." He smiled then told me he couldn't do it. He said he saw me like a brother and couldn't do that to me. I went on to tell him just compliment and nothing else. Well, he changed the subject. My wife texted me about the progress. I told her he said no, but I knew he wanted to. She told me to tell him to meet her in our bathroom. Well, I told him that, and he said no, still smiling a lot. I told her to put on something sexy and revealing and join us in the garage. So she did. She came in looking hot as fuck. Nothing too crazy, since I was hoping she came in with lingerie. But I guess she decided to keep it PG. She had on a short leopard top showing plenty of cleavage, black tight leggings, and some high heel wedges. Both of our jaws dropped. She hugged him and said hello. She grabbed a drink and stood there talking to both of us. Fuck, I was horny, picturing her bent over getting fucked on the poker table. I had to bring it up. "Well, do you like her ass?" He laughed and nodded his head. He asked why him. I said why not. Again, he changed the subject. Well, we were out of beer and wanted more. The liquor store was half a block away, so I asked if they wanted to go with me, and funnily enough, they both said no. I left hoping to come back and catch him in the action, so I took a little longer walking back. I knew I wasn't going to miss anything because I had a camera on in the garage. When I got back, they were sitting in the same spot as when I left. Bummer. I thought she'd be on her knees giving him a blowjob. She went inside a few minutes after I got there. She then texted me. "Tell him to meet me in the restroom. He said he's shy having you watch." Ugh, I didn't want him to go in because I wanted to enjoy the show. But that's only the way it was going to happen, so I really had no choice. I told him and he asked him if I was sure. I told him yes. He got up and went inside. This gave me time to review the video from the camera. I quickly saw my wife stand up as soon as I left to the store. She turned around in front of him and showed him her fat ass. He began grabbing it, and she pulled down her leggings just a bit, exposing her ass in a G-string. He slapped her ass a few more times. She turned around and began feeling on her pussy. He then stopped and told her that he didn't want me to catch them doing anything. She pulled up her leggings and sat back down. 30 seconds later is when I walked in. I got to go check up on them, and oh my God, he was fucking the crap out of her. I could only stand near the door and hear her moan loud. The way her ass was clapping was crazy. Never heard her getting fucked that way my buddy was doing it. I began jerking off to their lovely sounds. I heard a phone ring in the garage, so I ran to get it. It was his wife. I answered and told her he was in the restroom, which wasn't a lie. She told me she was on his way to pick him up. They lived maybe 10 minutes away, so I decided to let it go a bit longer. I went back, still rock hard. He was still fucking her hard. I knocked to tell him his wife was on the way, but he just said okay and kept going at it. I began to get nervous. I walked to the front door and saw her pull up to the driveway. I ran back to tell them stop, as she was here already. Thankfully, this time they listened. I went back to the front door, and she was already walking up. If they hadn't stopped before, she sure would have heard all the action. I greeted her and kind of stopped her at the door. She asked for a Manuel. I told her he was back in the restroom since he tends to piss a lot when he drinks. He came out, shook my hand, then they left. That was definitely a fucking close call. I grabbed a beer and went to the room for the details. Wifey loved it. Said it was really rough, and it's been a long time since she fucked her like that. She did say she came a few times, but he didn't come, which sucked. I was so fucking horny, I told her to get doggy style. I slipped my cock in her pussy and it felt amazing. I missed the feeling of her used pussy. We fucked for a good 10 to 15 minutes. I came and came hard. She felt it too. My cock kept throbbing in her so hard. As I was still in her, she said, "I really wish she came in my pussy. That would have been the cherry on the top. Now I hope you know that I need to fuck him again, at least one more time, so he can finish me off." I just said okay and rolled off and fell asleep. Thanks, Ray. Well, hello, Ray and Wifey. How we doing? I liked this. I liked that you had played a little bit of interference there, Ray. Very, very, as much as part of me is kind of torn on it, the other part of me is like, I would have done the same thing. I would have ran interference for my friend. Who are we saying, right? Especially if my partner was getting the benefit of it. Abso-fucking-lutely. You could have said no. Here's the thing. I want to know if there's more to the story. Obviously, there is. I hope he came back for seconds and thirds and fourths. I hope that eventually he let his guard down and just went with the flow and you guys got to join in or had some kind of combination of what you're looking for here. I think there's actually more to the story. I think eventually his guard will come down, but that's just me. I could be completely wrong. Ladies and gentlemen, have we ever been as adventurous as Ray? Have we ever brought a best friend into it? And I have a story for you. Yes, there was a gentleman who would call, and his wife kind of did the same thing. She had a bestie that they made arrangements that her husband could fuck her because he had a big dick. This was the guy telling me this. So take it for a grain of salt, either happened or it didn't. The way I treat my calls is it's 100% true. Regardless, I don't, just like here, I don't judge. It happened. It's, if you said it happened, it happened. And that's the way I'm take it. So here it is. So apparently she was married to a gentleman that had a 2.5-inch cock, 3 hard, and it was pencil thin. And he couldn't make her come, even if he tried other things, even if he tried oral, even if he even tried... I guess there's a sleeve that he could have put on that made him longer and thicker. So he tried and it just wasn't doing anything. And So it got to the point where he stopped trying and he would do his thing, run around on her, and that would be it. And she wouldn't get anything out of it. Supposedly she had three kids by this thing. By this gentleman. So I asked him, did he masturbate and they use a turkey baster? Cause I'm really, but then again, I'm wondering if it's like one of those short water pistols that it hits. I'm off track here. Anywho's it's. So apparently the wife and the best friend made a deal that when she got really pent up sexual energy, that she would reach out and the wife would let her fuck her husband. So apparently they had this standing deal and the husband had no clue. Then it turned into she would come over and get fucked by her best friend's husband, the gentleman that was on the phone, and go home and leave her with a sloppy pussy so she could take it to her husband. And he would think that it was a really messy pussy and he would eat it. And then that's how she came with him. And it became a thing that really spiced up their marriage and their relationship that he had no clue that she was getting dick. So if he knew, if she knew beforehand, because apparently he liked to schedule their sex like a couple times a week, not like my neighbors though. And when she knew he was getting fucked, she would go get fucked by her friend's husband, load full of pussy, go home to him, let him do his thing on her. And that's how she came with him. So it spiced up their marriage without them knowing it or him knowing it. So how does that play into this? I have really no clue, but it did make me think of it. It's kind of funny what how stories make me think of past calls and everything else. I don't talk to this gentleman very often, but I do talk to him. It's been quite a while since I've talked to him, so I don't know if the arrangement is still going or if they have got caught by the husband with the small dick. So I have no idea. I wish I knew. If you're listening, I need an update on this. I really, really do. What about you guys? Ray, keep it going. And if your spices up their marriage, let me know. I want to know about that too. And tell Mr. R I said hello. Dear Nikki, my girlfriend and I tried pegging for the first time about a year ago. Since then, we've done it about 3 or 4 times. We like to keep certain kinks to an occasional thing just to keep them exciting and interesting. Anyway, here's the story of our most recent pegging, and I think it's the hottest so far. It was late one night in her room. We had the lights out and only had a candle lit on the dresser next to her bed. My eyes were closed as she changed into her new lingerie. Okay, ready. I opened my eyes to see her curvy body and her red, lacy lingerie. It was red floral fabric and made a V between her legs and into a very thin thong. The back was strappy and it had an elegant floral lacy skirt that opened in the front. The candle lit flickering on her curvy, athletic body, accentuated by her lingerie. I should take some time to describe our appearances. We're both white and in our 20s. She's very tan and often gets mistaken to be Brazilian. Sans about 5'6", brown hair, toned athletic body, thick muscular thighs, big and round toned booty, and D-cup tits. She also has a thong tan line because she almost exclusively wears thongs knit bikinis now. I stand 6 feet tall, 200 pounds, average build and semi-toned body, stubble for facial hair, and a blonde long hair. I carry my weight pretty evenly, so I'd say I have a layer of muscle underneath a thin layer of fat. Back to the fun stuff. I stand up, already naked, to meet her. I embrace her, and we begin to kiss in the candlelight. There is a full body mirror behind her, where I watch my hands explore her body, moving her down her back and gripping her toned booty. Her hand moves down my body and cups my half, hard cock, and begins to stroke it. Her body's warmth feels comforting and adds up overall sensations. I move to sit on the edge of the bed and move my hands up her muscular thighs and embrace her big, round butt. One cheek in each hand, I begin kissing her stomach. She begins to straddle me as I lay down but to the bed, now fully hard. She moves her lingerie to the side and begins to grind her wet clit into my cock. She loves starting this way and begins to moan. We make out for a bit while I explore her body and grab her ass while she grinds into me. Her mouth begins to move down my neck and down my chest, grazing my stomach, kissing around my upper thighs, until eventually, it's found its way onto my throbbing cock. She's kissed and licked it, and eventually it's popped its way into her mouth. Her hand gripped the shaft, and her mouth worked my head. They both worked together as I lay there in utter bliss. She sucked my dick for a while, knowing everything I like, but I was eager for what else we planned. "Let's get you into your harness," I said, through heavy breaths. So I moved to the edge of the bed and pulled out the harness and dildo from our collection. The harness is black leather, two straps that go around her hips and meet her lower back into a metal ring. Two more straps attach to her upper thighs where her ass meets her legs. They accentuate her already round, plump butt and even more. These all connect the flat leather panel in front to hold her dildo in the metal ring. The dildo we choose is 7 inches long, 1.5 inches thick, clear dildo with a blue glow-in-the-dark core. We jokingly call it a lightsaber, and it's thinner near the tip and as it has the base. Sitting on the edge of the bed and her standing in front of me, I lift one of her legs into the harness and then the other. I pull it up around her waist and secure it tightly. Her big butt looks ready to burst right out of the harness, but she feels comfortable in it. Her long dick attached securely to her athletic body. With a lube by her side, I lay down and she begins to expertly suck my cock again, this time venturing down to my balls where I hear the click of the lube bottle followed by the sudden cold wet finger gently massaging my ass. As she sucked, she slowly began to apply the pressure. A single finger slowly slides in my ass. "Oh, fuck, baby," I moaned. "Feel good?" she asked. "Oh, definitely," I replied. Her sucking and fingering place picked up, all while I'm letting out slight moans for her. I feel a little stretch as a second finger slides gently in my ass. "There's two," she said. I continue to lay there in ecstasy as two of her fingers slide in and out of my ass, her warm mouth moving up and down my hard shaft. "You want a third?" she asked. "No," I answered. "I'm ready for it." She pulled her fingers out of my ass. Her mouth moved off my cock and told me to bend over. Now, I know the beauty of having someone you find sexier arch their back doggy style, so I figured return the favor. "Damn that back arch, though," she exclaimed. I hear the click of the bottle lube, followed by a short pause. Then I felt the tip of her cock press against my ass. I slowly feel her enter me, inch by inch. She works her way inside. I can feel myself accepting it inside. "Oh, fuck," I moaned. "Does that feel good?" she asked. She always checks on me when we first start, making sure it isn't hurting. One of my many reasons why I love her. "Yes, it feels amazing," I replied. Her long cock moves further and further inside until I feel her warm body firmly press against my ass. Her cock is the perfect length to hit the back of the walls of my ass. All 7 inches of her are now inside me. She begins slowly moving in and out of my ass, almost fully stretched, as she slowly pumps her nails run down my back and gives me goosebumps. I begin moving my body to fuck her back, a little more intensely. I feel my thick dick and balls swinging between my legs as she moves. She can tell I'm ready, and I want it, so she grips my hips and begins to pick up the pace. "Oh, fuck, baby, that feels so good," I moaned. She lifts the hand and gives my booty a nice, solid smack. She's never done that before. "Oh, fuck, smack my ass, baby." She gives me another solid smack, the thickest part of my ass. "Fuck, that feels good," I spoke through my heaviest breaths. She gives me a few more hard smacks on my ass. Each time I can feel it bouncing like a good booting should. "You want it harder, baby?" she asked. This got really hot for me because she never really took charge with dirty talk before, so this was the first for her. "Yes, baby, fuck me harder." She grips my hips and lets me have it. She fucks me so hard and fast, her body's clapping against my ass. "Oh, fuck." I had to bury my face in the pillow. There were other people in the house and we didn't want to get caught. "Oh, fuck." I moaned loudly into the pillow and my body jumped away from her. There was so much sensation. I was in total bliss. You okay? Did it hurt? No, I replied. I was just about to start screaming. Lie on your back. I want to try something, I said. So I straddle her in cowgirl, boy position. We'd never done this position in pegging before. Oh, I see where this is headed, she said. I take a hold of her dick, find my ass, and slowly sit on it, taking the whole thing up my ass again, gently. This time it slides in easily, and I lean in to kiss her, make out with her. She embraces me. My hand strokes her cheek. My mouth moves to her ear, and I say, fuck me from underneath. She begins bucking her hips and moving her dick in and out of my ass. We make out passionately as she moves and breathes heavily into my ear. Again, goosebumps. She finds her rhythm in this new position. You like that? She moans in my ear. Again, more dirty talk, and I'm loving it. Yes, baby, I love it. She picked up the pace a bit. Oh, yes, baby. Fuck my ass, it's all yours. She told me her ass is all mine during sex before, so I figured it'd be hot to say it back. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, I moaned as she pummeled in my insides from underneath. I sat up and said, I want to ride you. So I leaned back and I began to move up and down. Her hands find my hard dick and grab it. My hands begin feeling her boobs, which were out of her red lingerie at this point. Up and down I move, finding a rhythm using my thighs, my cock moving in and out of her hand. I found that leaning back gave me a great angle. So I leaned back, hands behind me to support myself, and moved my pelvis up and down along her shaft. I could feel my thick cock bouncing up and down and rode my girlfriend's strap on, up and down, cock bouncing around, her long cock moving in and out, and I moaned the whole time, until eventually I slowed to catch my breath. Your turn. This was the end of pegging part of the night. The rest of the night was me fucking her brains out in her sexy red lingerie as I watched her thick bubble butt bounce for me. Ethan. Well, hello, Ethan. I've always liked the name Ethan. I've never got to moan it, though. Thicca, or his name a lot, even his name again, and again and again. Yeah, you know who I'm talking about. Well, maybe not you, but he does. So, ladies and gentlemen, we've had a few stories and people write in about pegging. Not many, but a few. It isn't a common thing for me on the lines. Mostly it's about experimenting actually with a physical cock or mini cocks or dressing up for one and having one fuck him, but not much pegging, which I always thought would be the gateway drug to trying the real thing. Ha ha ha, tongue in cheek. So if pegging is the gateway drug for a real cock, is a fake pussy, you know, ones you can buy for men to fuck, the gateway to pussy? And how the hell would that work? I don't know. My brain ran away on me again. So, some men say that it's interesting. And I'll have to say, I don't know if I'm into pegging. I don't know if I'm into anal. Oh, did we find out my anal version? I guess we did. But I will say, having it licked, fingered on the outside, because you are, think of how many nerves are there. It's extremely sensitive and can feel really good if done right. Have I wore a butt plug? Oh, absolutely. I like doing it for him. I like how tight it makes me feel. Not that I need any help in that frickin' department. So the thing is, ladies, gentlemen, would you ever be pegged in the ass? Have you ever thought about being pegged in the ass? No for me, but would I try if it turned him on? Abso-fucking-lutely. I mean, I have wore a butt plug for him. I think that's right up there on my list again. I better get stretched. What about you? I think this is a perfect place to stop for today. I want to thank you again for joining me. By the way, found out Crazy Summer Nights has spots open now. So if you're looking for more information, reach out to me. I'm most likely not going to be there. Definitely not the first one in June, but in August, I'm kind of still open. I'll know more in a few weeks, so I'll keep you posted there. Don't forget, my book is still set for sale, and if you've ever been curious what I look like, it's on the back cover. You can check it out on Amazon.com under Dear Nikki, Confessions from People Just Like You. So there you go. It's still for sale. I'm working on the second and third book. Hopefully, if I can get the word out correctly, it will be out by the end of summer and one right around probably fallish. So, and hopefully having some, at least the first one recorded, if not working on the second one by fall. So you'll have all those to look forward to as well, along with my busy schedule. And in closing, hello lover, why don't you come over? I've got a nice glass pink butt plug. Not that we need any help in that department for me. Well, maybe you do want to feel me extremely tight. But then again, I do tend to suck the cum out of you without it. What do you think? I really want to know. And until next time, ladies and gentlemen, have a fucking fabulous week.